Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
You better believe it. Minicamp is going on, and Mark Grody is all over it. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hey, Groats.
What's going on, Lawrence Spiegs? I hope you guys are both well. A drizzly outdoor practice today on Field 1, which is the closest field to the building, to Hallis Hall, where Ben Johnson today did more situational offense, more unscripted stuff was allowed by Ben Johnson today. He even said that it felt more like football today, so things are beginning to come together. We also heard from Jaquan Brisker for the first time in months, since the first time since the middle of the season. He's been out here participating and practicing, and we will get to that. But I actually want to start with Ben Johnson and the offense, because guess what? The offense, really for the first time that we have gotten to see and watch these practices, because believe it or not, they do stuff without us watching, but for the first time with eyes on it, the offense looked really sharp today. Caleb Williams looked sharp today, especially in the two-minute drill. I'm going to play this for you by Ben Johnson, and then I'm going to fill in some blanks for you and let you guys comment. So here's Ben Johnson on today.
I know you haven't been to every single OTA so far, but I would say the defense has gotten the better of the offense more often than not in all of those 2 minute, whether it's end of half or end of game. So it was good to see the offense stack a few plays together. That's a very tough situation. I think it was 90 plus yards and in under a minute with no timeouts. And so it was cool to see them stack some plays. See, Caleb really, what we thought about him was when the lights are bright, that he was going to show up, and it felt like the game slowed down a little bit for him, and he was able to just go out and find an open guy and get a completion. So that was good to see. Well, there might have been some sacks mixed in there, so it was a little bit more slanted to the offense, but in terms of the drill and the situations that came up, I thought it was really good learning for everybody.
Yeah, especially guys, just to give a couple of the highlights within that long two-minute drill, which started right around their own four-yard line, I believe, on the very first play. You talk about unscripted, it was vintage, like what we think Caleb Williams can be, where he had to escape the pocket, runs to the sideline, finds Olamide Zaccheaus about 25 yards downfield in pressure. It was a thing of beauty to see. And then an eventual, people, I think there's going to be some people who are going to love this, an eventual touchdown pass to seventh round running back Kyle Manungai to finish up that particular drive. And yes, there was a play where Jervon Dexter probably would have had a sack. There was even a play where I think Jonathan Owens could have had an interception of Caleb Williams, but as Ben Johnson said, it was definitely a little bit more advantage offense on that particular drive.
Good stuff, Mark Grody. Heard that the offense had some moments yesterday, but he threw some picks as well in the wind. Now we get that very excellent report that includes some picks and some near picks. I'm cool with the interceptions. It's camp, man. It's camp. And in general, I'm cool with a few interceptions during the course of the year. I feel like Caleb needs that drilled in. I want to see him letting it fly right here in this camp. Do you feel like you're seeing that growth? Some free thinking and free execution from Caleb?
Speaks, that's a great question, because I saw that for sure in the two-minute drill that I was just discussing for sure, like where he was taking chances and like, hey, man, this is do or die. This is the end of a game. And we know that we did see Caleb Williams in certain situations, certain games, thrive in the fourth quarter. So I thought, like, when he knows he's playing loose, you see the good as well. But there was also a drive, which was another successful drive today, where it was just this very methodical drive, Speaks, where there really wasn't a lot of opportunity to throw interceptions, because all the passes were really short, tight, wide receiver, tight ends, running backs involved, just this slow play, just getting back to the basics. So I think we saw two different sides of Caleb Williams today. The one where, like as you said, Speaks, this is if you're going to throw interceptions, this is the time to do it. We want to see him unload these plays. And when he was doing that, there were, like I said, a couple of times where, and you know, sometimes we need to put it on the defense and say, look, Jonathan Owens had a really good drive, I thought, the Bears safety, in deflecting a play and then the near interception as well. So we kind of saw both sides of it. We saw careful Caleb Williams. Let's be responsible. Let's build up to the special plays, and then we got to see him in the two-minute drill where he was just like, screw it, I'm gonna make some big plays, and he did make some big plays on that two-minute drive for sure.
Grotes, I appreciated hearing from Ben Johnson how he understands that between OTAs and mini camp that there's monotony, and that he wants to change up some of the stuff that they're doing to make sure that everyone stays engaged. How'd you see that play out today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. They do all sorts of different things and some of the usual stuff. And one thing that they were doing after 11-on-11 was you saw them do 7-on-7 as well. During that, there were some overthrows made by Caleb Williams. There was one particular play where Caleb Williams throws into the flat for Roschon Johnson, after which, and this has been something, this is a repeating theme, we see Ben Johnson getting into the action and getting into the face of Caleb Williams afterwards, and we're all kind of wondering what the heck was going on right there, Ben Johnson.
Was he supposed to go somewhere else with that? Did you see something?
No, he was late, so he needs to get there faster.
How is he responding in those sorts of moments?
Awesome. Yeah, he's doing a great job. He's very coachable, and it's like anything. It's a new play, and so we're just communicating what the expectations are, and we want to see it show up on the tape.
Let's go. Tell the kid he did something wrong. Say it to us if you're comfortable, and everybody can just own it. It's all right. These are players. You're the coach. Coach them up, and they can handle it. They're grown-ass men. Love that.
Speaks, I practically got goosebumps when he was just like, no, guys, he was late. There, I mean, because usually we'll hear from coaches who have been doing a lot longer, we hear the cover-up. You know what I mean? Like, there's no cover-up there. It's, look, here's why I was getting on. Oh, you guys asked the question? I'm going to answer it. The quarterback was late, and we can't have that. And look, that was one of the problems with Caleb Williams last year, and everything is relative to him being a rookie last year, relative to not having the right coaching staff around him. But Caleb Williams did a poor job a lot of the time of getting rid of the ball. He was late too much last year. So it's awesome that in the middle of minicamp, the second mini camp practice that we get to watch, we have the coach stopping practice, or not stopping, but after a play, going up to his quarterback and telling him, dude, you're late, can't have that. And then when the media asks, yeah, he was late. So, yeah, it was so refreshing to hear that.
So there was a player that we haven't heard from in a while that talked today?
Yeah, that would be Jaquan Brisker. And, you know, Brisker has been out there. He has been practicing. You know, he was has been at OTAs. He's been at mini camps. So it's not like he just all of a sudden popped up today. This just happened to be the first time that he has spoken since he suffered his concussion in the middle of last year, which had a lot of us guessing, like, what's going on with this guy? Because it felt like at times he was going to return, and he didn't. And obviously we didn't have any formal conversations with him during the season. He told us that he was visiting a doctor in Pittsburgh, a specialist there who was helping him to retrain his nervous system, and by doing that, just working on certain moments, tracking his eyes, his peripheral vision, using tennis balls just to get himself in a better place. He's healthy now, and he insists upon that, but what I wanted to know was what everybody wants to know: what about your future, Jaquan Brisker?
There's a lot of people, a lot of talk about you in terms of your long-term health, just because you've had multiple concussions, people wondering how durable you are and how long you could withstand this. Mm-hmm. Does that go through your head too? Are you worried about yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm good. I'm past that point. I'm really moving on. So I'm just focused on playing ball. You know, I'm really clear, man, and, you know, I'm really good. So
how did you balance that? Were there people telling you, hey, you might want to think about, I don't know, the R word, retirement, or mm-hmm. something like that? Like, just how serious these have been, was that a conversation at all?
No. Not with no one, especially not myself, not with my parents. Like, I feel like if my parents, you know, say something, it's deep. So if it didn't come from them or come from me, I'm good. I didn't hear it, to be honest.
Do you feel like you can play the same way? Like, I mean, when the injury happened, like they said, you did absolutely nothing wrong on the play. It's just basically being unlucky.
Yeah, I'm continue to play the same way. That was my first time really having a contact injury. You know, he hit his head on my neck, so you know, kind of just, you know, hit his helmet on the right spot, but really just moving on from that.
Did you feel like you were, you know, is it went in November? Did you feel like next week I'm going to be there? Like,
to be honest, my mom asked me every single day, "Are you okay? Are you?" I told her I'm about to be playing this week. I really thought I was fine, to be honest. I mean, it was just a hard process, a hard thing. Obviously, I wanted to be out there to play football, but I just couldn't. I just physically couldn't. But every day, told my mother, I will be playing this game. Every time I came here, I just couldn't get past certain process. So
it was sad and depressing at times. How did you, like, mentally get through that, mentally sort of stay with it?
I mean, I'm a Brisker, so
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Strong, so no, got you know, people behind me, things like that. And you know, I dealt with so much more things worse than that. So this is just another bump in the road, to be honest. So just kept my head down forward.
Man, that's intense. He sounds pretty good to me. I got to say, I think the process really did him a favor along the way. Process, I got to give it up for the Bears and the league. This is a kid who would have put himself out there in harm's way every single week if they'd let him, huh? Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, Spiegs, there was a couple of times where throughout the concussion and the games that he was missing where I'd see him in the locker room, and that's pretty rare for a guy with a concussion. And so I would wander over there, and the way he was talking about telling his mom that he was going to be playing, he was kind of indicating that to me too. And it was right before the gauntlet of games that the Bears had, starting with Green Bay and all those divisional games back and forth. And I remember talking to him, and I was asked, so you think maybe you'll be ready for this gauntlet? And he's like, oh yeah, man, yeah, I'm gonna be ready. So you're right, the team deserves some credit here for not letting this guy, you know, oh yeah, we're gonna let you pass these tests. He literally wasn't passing the concussion test, and that's about as by the book as you can do it. So for sure, credit to the Bears. And this is a guy who, I just to give you full context of it, when I first asked the question about him and is he thinking about his future, and all the subsequent questions about that, he's smiling throughout all that because he was ready, because his answer to all of that is, no way, you ain't going to stop me from playing football. I don't care what it is doing to me. And I know I'm being a little bit harsh here, but that the R word, as Courtney Cronin put it, retirement, like that never has even come close to going through his mind in terms of any of that. So I do hope that he takes some precautions in his game, but this sounds like a guy who is ride or die when it comes to playing the game of football.
Well, I'd rather that he not. I understand the idea of wanting guys that want to play, but when you have a history of this, you have to be on the lookout for it. And it's not a bad word to say, to be thinking about retirement because of what this game can do to you. Like, none of us want to see some of the things that we've seen other guys that continue to play happen to Jaquan Brisker. So I hope that he is. It sounds like to me that he wants to kind of prove something, and as long as he's been cleared, I'm okay with it. But I want him to take it as seriously as possible, because none of us know how this stuff works either.
I find myself thinking about Frank Ragnow, who just retired at 29, but that guy signed a four-year, $54 million contract in 2021, and now that's been paid out, he's stepping away. Jaquan is still chasing that first real free agent deal for him and his family.
Yeah, but but the likelihood of him getting it because of what his history is,
I know,
is going to be really difficult. And if I get it, if you want to keep playing and try and do it, and it's informed consent. Most of these guys, if you just tell them what the risks are and what the numbers are, and you give them a choice, then I'm all for it. I just want Jaquan Brisker to be okay. And it's scary. Yeah. And it's scary that he was gone for as long as he was. And Spiegs is 100% right. The Bears did right by him. The league protocol did right by him, and that's what makes it even scarier, is that in all of that time that he wasn't cleared to play, that makes me even more worried for him going forward. But I hope that he can get the rest of his career without any sort of head trauma, because I don't want to see that happen to anyone.
Amen to that. And when you hear words or phrases like lines like, he's retraining his nervous system.
Yes.
When he comes out and says that, when you hear nervous system, and look, he obviously did what he had to do. He has taken this seriously. He went back to Pittsburgh and went to the University of Pittsburgh and has been doing these exercises, and they somewhere along the line, so you know, he has been cleared to continue to play football. And then, you know, and I'll back up to Spiegs what you're saying. I mean, that contract, and it got to a point in this press conference where that was something I wanted to ask about, but it just didn't quite fit in, and I wanted to ask him, and I will eventually, about, you know, hey, Kyler, he came in with Kyler Gordon. These two came in that first draft class with Ryan Poles. Kyler Gordon is being celebrated and taken care of.
Yep.
And now Jaquan Brisker is thinking the same thing. That cannot be underestimated in all of this.
okay, let's talk leadership, Groats. Who's a leader now?
Well, yeah, it's always interesting to hear which guys are raising their hands. And I will be honest with you, it never dawned on me that Jervon Dexter's voice would start to be heard in terms of a leader. He's not like not a leadership type like in the locker room, but he doesn't stand out as a guy that I would have thought was going to be start to have those tendencies. Now, this began with Montez Sweat telling us last week that Jervon Dexter gathered the defensive line in Miami, some defensive linemen with the Bears, some defensive linemen throughout the NFL. And not just that, but Sweat kind of talked in present tense saying that he is a leader in that locker room. So I circled back with Jervon Dexter about that today.
When did that start to happen? How does that manifest itself?
I think I'm learning to be a leader. Just growing up, you know what I mean? Going into year three, I played a little ball. So just taking that next step into doing some of those things and trying to step up and be the guy.
Oh, I need that voice, because I don't know if that's necessarily Montez Sweat's style. Like, does it feel like there needs to be a leader?
I mean, there's different ways of leading. Obviously, like for me, when I watch Montez, he's leading in that way. I'm following him. So there's different types of leaders. We have, obviously, now we got Grady Jarrett who can lead by example and vocally. So I think a defensive line definitely needs a guy. You know what I mean? That can step up and let you know.
What did you know about Grady before he came here?
A lot. Yeah, I know a lot about Grady. Grady is one of those guys, as well as Montez. It's crazy that I'm playing with both of them now. Both of those guys, growing up in like middle school, high school, I watched a lot of like D linemen. And I would like turn on some of the those type of guys' tape before high school games and stuff like that, just to see. So I know a lot about Grady.
Man, it's cool. Good for Jervon Dexter, and he knows a lot about Grady, and that's a great OG for him to be next to. I hope that Jervon Dexter can be an effective enough player for the leadership to matter. Is that fair to say?
Very.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Speaks, for sure. And I think that, you know, this allows him that, because I think Grady Jarrett will be your three technique, and I think Jervon Dexter is going to be hugely important in that rotation. So I think there's a little bit of, believe it or not, pressure taken off of Jervon Dexter in the spot, which may allow him to play looser and more freely and be in more advantageous spots for sure.
Groats, last night I was on the Chicago Clubhouse podcast. Shout out to those guys. That was a lot of fun going back to the Lacuna Loft. I've had a lot of good memories at the Lacuna Loft. And I said, I don't ordinarily do the take thing. Like, that's not a thing that I do. But my one hot take is Tyrique Stevenson is going to have a good year in this defense for the Bears.
You've been on that.
Am I crazy to believe that?
No, I honestly, with the style that Dennis Allen employs, that press man coverage, which Stevenson digs, there are a lot of pass breakups to be had in Dennis Allen's or defenses, and I loved what Tyrique Stevenson, talk about just being blunt about what a Dennis Allen defense allows a guy like Tyrique Stevenson to do.
Honestly, how I look at it, he allow us to make our money. Honestly, you're a corner, you're a cover corner, and, you know, you got to cover the guys in his league, and his defense allows you to go out there and build your confidence up week after week, playing man after man on any receiver. So just building that confidence up allows you to go make the plays or take them certain risks that you wouldn't take if you was never put in that position before.
I like that. He's saying, I'm trying to get paid. I can get paid in this system. And he's right.
Yeah,
and if you go back to what the tape from Miami and what his people thought about him in the draft, this is actually a defense that fits him better than the defense that he played in the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah. And there's been, at least the times that I've been out here, there's been no sign of is Tyrique Stevenson going to be supplanted, like no funny stuff going on based on,
you know,
what,
like the
went
stuff
down.
That the stuff they did with Jalen Johnson at the beginning,
where
like
yes.
Why is your best player playing on the third team?
Yeah, that was mad. And you know, that we had this conversation on the Take the North podcast, Weeder and I did, about how
Weirder.
When Matt Eberflus, yeah, Weirder, that's right, he's working with you on Monday. Yeah, Weirder, yeah, Spiegs and Weirder going to be hosting on Monday. But we were kind of kicking back and talking about how when Matt Eberflus first came in here, he was supposed to be the discipline guy. He's the guy that's going to restore order to this locker room, and it couldn't have been more the converse. And in that place, that's why I'm watching Ben Johnson with a careful eye too. It does feel like there's better command over this team, but I'll wait and see before I'm going to say that Ben Johnson is somehow this great leader.
That's fair. But you know, for now, we'll take a willingness to tell the truth, which Ben Johnson showed in the first cuts that you played here today.
Yes,
Matt Eberflus never really said the truth about Tyreek Stevenson and the Hail Mary, and the entire week that fell out after that was when this entire thing fell apart last year.
Exactly, Speak. So that said, I got one more cut from Stevenson to that end, and that is, he was asked the question, Tyreek Stevenson was, is this like a fresh start for you this year?
I wouldn't say a fresh start. I would just say some of the guys come out with the same mentality. We add some pieces in, add some dogs, and now, you know, it's time to hunt now.
Ben said that he hasn't really talked to you about the Hail Mary play last year. Has Al Harris or any of the new coaches been like, so what happened there?
There's really no conversation need to be had. I owned it. It was a mistake. I just happened to play a sport where my mistake is just national televised, and I feel like talking to me and going through the meetings, they can see that I already owned it up to it, and you know, I owe the guys from last year nothing but effort and myself, and they see that I'm putting it in. So there's really no conversation need to be had.
Well, as long as he learns from that and flies right, then that's cool. That's cool by me that Ben doesn't need to talk about it. He's got it in his back pocket if he ever does. But hopefully he won't. Hopefully he won't. Tyreek just does his thing. You got nuggets? You got tidbits? What you got?
Yeah, I'll race through these guys for you. Jalen Johnson and Elijah Hicks were excused from practice today. Excused absences per Ben Johnson. No details further than that. Kyler Gordon and TJ Edwards were spotted back on the practice field today. Your left tackle today, gentlemen, Ozzie Trapillo was the left tackle today. Karan Amagaji playing left tackle for the second stringers today. We do have oh my goodness, that guy put on muscle player, and that is Jervon Dexter.
You mean to tell me that he showed up in the best shape of his life?
The best shape of his life. But I will say, my God, does he look massive. Like, Jervon Dexter's already about the biggest guy on the team. It shows. And he was definitely asked about it. And he's like, oh, thanks for noticing. So, yes, Jervon Dexter is that guy. Stay tuned for more of those guys come training camp time. Montez Sweat had what would have been a monster sack of Caleb Williams on one of the drives today, where he would have just absolutely blindsided him. And it was in the area of Darnell Wright. I didn't watch Darnell from the very beginning of that play. So Montez Sweat popping up, and Jervon Dexter would have had a sack today as well. And that is about all I have for right now, gentlemen.
That's a lot. We appreciate all of the hard work, Groats. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Bears.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.